Dear brothers, dear sisters, by God's grace, we may again come together at this place to be blessed anew by the Lord. I welcome all of you. I wish you all God's richest blessings. Also all those who are joining us online. Yesterday I forgot to give you greetings from the brethren from Portugal and brethren from Angola. They have also written and sent greetings. Brethren from Mozambique. Everywhere brothers and sisters are connected and are listening and are blessed together with us. We are very grateful to the Lord for last night, for the lovely fellowship, for the wonderful word. And we truly felt the presence of the Lord. And all who have come to the Lord, they will not be disappointed. The Lord is faithful. And he fills the longing of those who seek him. Also today we want to praise him. The choir has already sung wonderful songs. Let us now also praise him by singing number 15 from these little booklets. Redeemed, redeemed, number 15. Redeemed. How I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed. I know that the light of his presence with me does continually dwell. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child. Thank you. What a wonderful grace, brothers and sisters. Sometimes we are not even aware of it, what this means, to be redeemed, to be delivered of sin, of slavery, of the curse, of all that what came upon mankind, and the grace that we may be the children of God, and that a home is awaiting us, a home which the Lord prepared for us, and very soon He will take us home so that we are with Him forever. It's just so wonderful, everything what the Lord prepared for us. Now, let us sing number 23. Jesus is tenderly calling. Number 23. Jesus is tenderly calling.
Jesus is tenderly calling thee home, calling today, calling today. Why from the sunshine of love wilt thou roam, farther and farther away? Calling today, calling today. Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling today. Jesus is calling the weary to rest, calling today, calling today. Bring Him thy burden and thou shalt be blessed. He will not turn thee away.
Jesus is calling today, also this morning. We believe that He is present. to bless us all. Last night, He blessed us so richly. This morning we have the longing that He gives us that what He prepared for us this morning. I read a word before we pray. From Lamentations, Lamentations chapter 3, a couple of verses. Lamentations chapter 3, from verse 22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. Up to here. Wonderful words. The Lord's mercies are not consumed. Brothers and sisters, also this morning He gives us grace that we can be here to hear His word, to be blessed by His Spirit. They are not yet at the end. They are every morning new. Also this morning, His mercies. We are grateful for all the words which we heard yesterday of the Godhead. Brothers and sisters, is not the Godhead the center of the restoration of the Word of God by His prophet whom He sent? The center of the message. Our singers have sung "Back to the Bible." This is the message. Back to the beginning. Back to the Word. Back to God. We are grateful to God for all the mercies which He has given to us and which He also gives us this morning. His compassions fail not. Can we say amen to it? On the day of salvation, He helped us. He pardoned us. Every morning, His mercies are new. Praise and thanks. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him. I'm grateful to God. The Lord is good unto them who wait for Him. Do we wait for Him? The prophet Isaiah saith in chapter 40, those who wait for the Lord, they receive new strength, that they shall mount up with wings as eagles, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Brothers and sisters, we may rejoice about these promises of our living God. And we are grateful to God for this morning. We are grateful that also this morning we can take from His fullness grace for grace. Are we grateful? Then let us stand up for prayer. Great God, to you, the living and true God, we look up. We have heard your word, that your mercies are so great. They are not consumed yet. But in the same way, Lord God in heaven, whom you revealed yourself in Christ Jesus our Lord, it says here, this I shall take to heart, and this is my hope. Praise and thanks. Give us all grace, Lord, that whatever we hear today and what we heard already, O God, that we really take it to heart and that we look for it and that we ask you that you are merciful to us, giving us strength to do according to thy will and according to thy pleasure. Bless us. Bless your worshipping people. Bless all who are joining us online and who see also. Give grace, Lord. Reveal thy word to all of us so that we receive it, giving you the thanks. Great God, we ask you for your blessing, all who are present here at this place, and also all those who are joining us online, Lord. On your blessing, everything depends. And we believe and we are convinced, Lord, that you will bring it to pass. So we ask you, Lord, give grace that the lips through which you will speak to us, Lord Jesus, give grace, give strength, give the guidance for the glory of thy name. Once again, bless us from the riches of your grace. Amen. You may be seated. Thanks be to the Lord, to the living God, for his mercy and faithfulness. Just briefly, a couple of greetings. So many phone calls came in. One cannot recall all of them. Everywhere, whole assemblies are blessed. And whoever believes now the word of God with all his heart, to him it will be revealed by the Spirit. And as our Apostle Paul at that time, he said, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit. They must be discerned spiritually. And our Lord says, my words are spirit and are life. One cannot go to God's word with understanding and his own mind, but only by the revelation of the Spirit. Our brothers, especially Brother Cosme Bra from Cabinda and Brother Joseph from Kinshasa and Brother Landry from Brazzaville. If one hears these testimonies, also the brother from Brazzaville, he said, Brother Frank, I was the one who greeted you and who welcomed you. From Kinshasa, with a boat, we were driving over the river. It was a drive by God's help and by God's grace. But everywhere, wherever we look, and whatever I might think on, everywhere, God had brothers. God opened hearts so that the word of the hour could be preached. Also today, we really welcome all of you with all our hearts. As we said already yesterday, whether from the far north, whether from Finland up to Romania, yes, up to Bulgaria. We have visit from Bulgaria, in our midst, from all neighboring countries. May the Lord God bless us. And of course, also from Ireland, and from England, and from everywhere. May God bless by His grace. You all know, in New Zealand, now it's 10 hours ahead of our time. In Edmonton, Canada, 8 hours behind our time. But everywhere, and if the brothers are getting up at midnight, they tune in and they are listening the precious and holy word of God for our time. Then we have, once again, greetings from brothers, from everywhere, from Point Noir, and from Brazzaville, once again. Yes, from the whole Republic of Congo, the DRC, and somewhere I noted down the individual greetings. Here, Brother Mashi from India writes, and here Brother Elias Nyagi from Nairobi, Brother Philemon from Pretoria, then Brother Jason from Port Elizabeth is sending special greetings. They were so overwhelmed that even after the meeting, they remained behind and they were praising the Lord. Then Brother Stephanie from Ivory Coast, once again, a brother from Italy, Brother Nicola, and again a brother from Italy, Brother Manaka. Sometimes it's difficult to pronounce. Then another brother, Brother Motika, is sending greetings. Brother Elise is sending greetings. Brother Lupondo is also sending greetings. And Brother Ilunga is sending greetings. Brother Kennedy is sending greetings. Brother Eddie, Brother Chochiba is sending greetings. Brother Gerald is sending greetings. Brother Ferry, Brother Yapo, Brother Rashti, and Brother Odena. My beloved brothers and sisters, precious friends, what a grace that we can come together from all people's tongues and nations, coming together to hear the word of the Lord. And just be honest now. If God would not have given us this building, and if the Lord would not have said, "My servant, go to the adjacent property, consecrate it unto me, and build upon it. For many will come from many countries to hear the word." In the circular letter we were reading, and one brother came to me directly and said, "Brother Frank, on every first weekend, we are coming to hear the word. But on this weekend, we want to hear the word, but we also want to hear something of the 55 years in which you preached the Word of God all over the earth. Now, really, just briefly now, for all, this little booklet, a man sent from God, William Branham, a man sent from God, 1953, published by Brother Götz in Hamburg, translated and published. And this booklet I read, and after this, out of this, a longing came up in me, a longing to meet and to hear this man of God. And in this little booklet, one can read the several experiences. Also that what happened on the 7th of May, 1946, that the angel of the Lord came directly into the room, and Brother Branham, he was frightened. The supernatural light was shining into the room, and the angel stepped down in this light, and Brother Branham was sitting. He had his Bible on his bosom. He was just reading. He stood up, he sprang up, and the angel of the Lord says, "Fear not, I am sent from the presence of God to give you the commission which God ordained for you." All the details he told him which would take place in his ministry. In comparison to Moses, also this, the angel of the Lord told him on the 7th of May, 1946, he said, "As Moses were given two signs, so you are given two signs." The first sign, you will take the hand of the patient in the prayer line. You will take it. And with your left hand, you will take the right hand of the patient. And if the patient has a cancer or a tumor, then it will appear on your hand and tell the patient in the prayer line to not close his eyes. While praying, to have his eyes open, because in the moment where the healing takes place of the cancer or of the tumor, then this cancer will disappear from your hand. And it happened, and it happened, and it happened again. I'm grateful to God. The writer of this booklet was married to a German wife. I knew him. I knew her. We spoke together with one another. I was with him in Dallas, Texas. And they could report of what took place in the year 47 and 48 and 49. What took place? And then the angel of the Lord said, "The second gift which will be given to you is that it will be revealed to you by the of the lives of those who come to you for prayer. It will be revealed what will strengthen their faith in the healing." And so Brother Branham, with open eyes, he could see visions, and he could tell the individuals who they are, what they have, and so forth, even where they live and where they stay, and so forth. Also the couple from Switzerland with a blind-born girl. We were all sitting there. 8,000 people were gathered And one case after the other. And we said, what is this now? What is going on here? And I must say here, God has really given me the grace from the first day on, from the first meeting on, giving me the respect before that, what God was doing in a supernatural way. And by this, 10 years, I was acquainted with the ministry of Brother Branham, connected to it. And it's always a longing for me when brothers are coming from various countries to show these brothers that all the sermons which Brother Branham preached since 1958, all these sermons were sent to me to Germany. So, by God's grace, I grew under this ministry by the Holy Spirit. I was led into it. And what the actual message is and was. God has really given us the grace to not take anything out of context. And if I think about it, also today, a brother is sitting here who just said openly, he said, I don't belong to this Branham direction to which you belong, but I belong to another one. We are not belonging to any Branham direction or Brother Frank direction or Paul direction. We, by God's grace, we are following Jesus Christ, our Lord. Never, Brother Branham never said, whoever follows me, but the Lord said, whoever follows me shall not remain in darkness, but have the light of life. We are not preaching the message of Brother Branham, but the divine message of the revealed word. And God has used Brother Branham in our time, just as he used Paul at that time, who received a direct sending. To him the Lord said, I will send you to the Gentiles. You shall open their eyes by the sermon, by the preaching of the true word of God. The eyes of the people are opened. And thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. That we may now listen to the last call, experiencing the last phase of the Church of the Living God. And probably only at the rapture, it will be manifested with all of us that it was worthwhile to come to the meetings to hear the word of God. And may also all be blessed who are joining us online, who are listening now, and who have part in that what God has entrusted to us. And let us say it, never before the whole plan of salvation was revealed in such completeness. It was never illuminated in such a way as now. And by God's grace, we have been led into all the truth. And the truth has set us free. This has to become a divine reality. Also, this must be emphasized now. That God can have nothing to do with error. We had to say it here time and again. The word is the original seed. All the interpretations are false seed. All explanations are false seed. And the true bride of the Lamb will only hear the true word, not a single interpretation. And so we are grateful. We cannot go here into all the details, but let me say it here with all my heart. God really took care of it, that after the departure of Brother Branham, the message, the sermons could be brought among the people. I've said it here before. I've said it. The 11th of April, 1966, was that day. It was Easter Sunday. It was Easter Sunday. The brethren were waiting for the resurrection of the prophet. Even when the press media came, and they were asking our brother, and he said, "It's Easter. Why cannot the resurrection take place?" And then 2 hours, 2 hours they were singing Only Believe. And on the wings of a snow-white dove, I was weeping. I've said it here a couple of times. In all of my life, I never wept so bitterly as on that day when Brother Branham was buried. I was speaking to God. I was torn in pieces. I've said to the Lord, tell me, how can the bride be prepared without this ministry? Weeping, wiping the tears. And then I stood at the grave, and I looked as the coffin was lowered into the grave. Brothers and sisters, this was the saddest day which I experienced at the time. But on the same day, after the burial, when I returned into this hotel room, brothers and sisters, this time, not a voice which I heard with my ears, but it spoke in my heart. Now, your time has come to go from city to city to preach the word and to give out the food. Such a deep peace, such a deep joy, such an absolute in my heart. And I could call the brothers together, and I was asking them that the sermons which are kept and recorded on tapes, that they are now must be printed so that they can be translated into other languages. This I say in the presence of the Almighty God. On the 11th and 12th and 13th of April, if that commission would not have been, then the whole world would not have heard anything of the message. But God has led it in such a way that I have seen Brother Branham going up on that cloud, and I was connected with him. And now, after his departure, I knew my time has come. It was the time of God. It was not my decision. It was the decision of God that the last message is being carried into all the world. And therefore, Brother Branham emphasized 17 times And he spoke a clear language. As John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. God took the messenger, but the message was left unto us. And by the direct commission of the Almighty God, we carry this divine message into all the world. And all who have an ear to hear, they will hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. And when the choir has sung this wonderful song, back to the Bible, this was our song at the TV program and the radio program via Radio Luxembourg, which I had since 1967. And when I think about it, that a brother Helmut Miskis, he can say, we have heard this radio program in Brazil. The brothers in Moscow, they can say, we have heard this radio program. Our beloved brother in Romania can also say, we have heard these programs. Brother Detlef Mehnert in Eastern Germany at the time, he also heard the program. There were such programs on shortwave and middle wave, so that all could listen near and far, all over the earth. All the German-speaking people, they could tune in. And so God has opened the doors, and he took care of it, that the revealed holy word of God could be carried. When I look to my left, I see my brothers and sisters from the Czech Republic. When I think about it, in the chapel in which Jan Hus was preaching, there we had a TV program. We had the TV people there, and I could give my testimony there. When I think about it, how many doors God has opened, then came the time where, together with Brother Detlef Mehnert, I was in Moscow, in the house of a man of Gorbachev. I gave testimony of that what God has done. Suddenly he said, he was a Baptist. He said, now I fetch my Bible now. And he fetched his Bible and he was reading what I said before. And when I think about it, how many doors God has opened up to the Ural. Everywhere I received a special into the war region. There the Soviets had their weapons and so forth. I need a special permit. And God opened doors in all peoples and nations. And by the direct commission of the living God, we have carried the word. And let us say it time and again, all who are of God will hearken to that. Also the hard things to understand, which Brother Branham said, the hard things, they will take everything back to the word. What did Peter write in his last letter? Paul wrote some difficult things to understand, which some twist to their own destruction. But whoever is of God twists nothing. Whoever is of God is not twisted, and he does not twist anything, but he rather takes everything back into the word. And then a brother will not ask the question, What is the authority for you? That what is written in the Bible or that what the prophet has said? I should make a decision. What would be for me the authority for me? My God in heaven, how do people come to such questions? They are twisted in their heads and they are not correct in their hearts. It is still written, blessed are those of a pure heart, for they shall see God. And as the first thing, God separated light from darkness. And in the word of truth, everything was said very clearly. And if it's not in the one scripture, if it's not completed there, then it's completed in the other scripture. That's how it is also with the sermons of Brother Branham. Let us just say thanks to God with all our hearts for the grace which He has given to us. Because He delighteth in mercy. And so we also might rejoice in this time of grace. We may return to the Word. Now, coming back to that, what we looked at last night, brothers and sisters, we cannot go back to that what an Augustine said or what somebody said. We must go back to that what God said through His holy prophets and apostles and what was written down. And Paul was led in such a way to write, if any man preaches another gospel, and even it would be an angel from heaven, let him be accursed. So, not going back to what Hieronymus said or what Augustine said. I'm not interested in it at all. But here is really the point now. And this point always tears our hearts in pieces. That all of Christianity goes back to that what was decided in Nicaea, what was decided in Chalcedon. All are going back to these councils. And they say, this is the doctrine. There's even a book, the Didache, that's how it's called. And then it's written there, if you don't find warm water, then take cold water. And if you cannot baptize in water, then go and sprinkle with a few drops. And they all say, this is the doctrine of the apostles, because the book is called the Didache, the doctrine of the 12 apostles. And then comes that, what is written in the Didache, all the Catholics, all the Protestants, all the Anglicans, doesn't matter where they are, who they are, they take this little booklet. I didn't find it. But I have it in my office. Just think of it. A brochure, a booklet, which was written in the 4th century. And it's dated back to the 1st century. And all must believe, because the title is called The Doctrine of the 12 Apostles. My God in heaven! The Doctrine of the 12 Apostles is not written in a little booklet. Didache. Here in this book, we have the doctrine of the apostles. And the New Jerusalem has, of course, 12 pillars and 12 gates. There are written the names of the 12 apostles and the names of the 12 archfathers. And all from the Old and New Testament, who believed with all their hearts what God promised and what He did. They will be there in the New Jerusalem, and together with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, together with all the righteous saints, they will sit at the table to celebrate the Lord's Supper with him. Brothers and sisters, we are not against others. And I dare to say here, we are not mingling into religions. But it's such a pain that the whole world was misled. Who can bear it? Who can bear it so close before the return of Jesus Christ? And then this Lutheran man says, we can imagine the Pope as our leader. Yes, everything goes back to Rome, but we are going back to Jerusalem, because thus it is written, the word of God shall go forth from Jerusalem, and the law from Mount Zion. And Paul writes, you have returned to Mount Zion, in Hebrews, to the Jerusalem. Brothers and sisters, I don't know whether we can all grasp what kind of grace God has given to us to go back to God, back to the revelation of Jesus Christ, to be led back to it, and to believe with all our hearts, as the Scripture says, also concerning the coming of our Lord. All of us, we know what is written. The Lord will return in the same manner as he has ascended up into heaven. That's how it is written in the book of Acts, chapter 1, from verse 9 up to 11. What do we want with all the doctrines that the Lord has come already and whatever is going on there? Such a pain. And if the people think otherwise, and if they don't refer to Brother Branham, then it's still some kind of alright. But if they present heresies and referring to Brother Branham, the much more the pain is. Let us say thanks to God for the indescribable grace that we can really believe with all our hearts, stepping upon the revelation ground, having fear before God, having reverence before his holy word, that we really come together in reverence, coming in fear before before the Almighty God, hearing his word and getting it revealed by the Holy Spirit. Let us read some scriptures now. But as we said, the 55 years, of course, didn't bypass me without any traces. I'm grateful to God that he has given grace to every journey, and he will complete his work by his grace. Important is, brothers and sisters, that we believe with all our hearts. Now, let me read two scriptures which will cause us pain today. From the Gospel of John, John chapter 12, here it's written, something is written which really touches our hearts. John chapter 12, verse 37. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. Just imagine this. There's our Lord personally comes to his people. Great miracles, signs and wonders took place which never happened on earth. And nevertheless, they believed not on him. He came to his own, and his own received him not. And as already mentioned often, in Luke 19, our Lord goes on Mount Olives and weeps bitterly. And he cries out, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I would have gathered you as a hen gathereth her chicks, but you did not want to come. Oh, may God be merciful that he doesn't have to say over us, oh, but that we really belong to those who believe the word of God with all their hearts, not looking on visible things, but looking on the living God who revealed himself in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Here we read, although he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. Verse 38, it says, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake. Lord, who has believed our message, our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore, they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. By the prophet Isaiah, God prophesied both, foretold that, namely that those who will believe, they will see spiritually, and those who thought to see, they will be blinded. They didn't recognize the fulfillment of the scripture because they remained in their own tradition. And brothers and sisters, let us say this once again. All who remained in their synagogues or in the temple, they remained in that in which they were. But all who went to the river Jordan, all who went out to see John the Baptist, to see the man of God who had the message of God, their eyes, their hearts were opened, because that was the fulfillment of the scripture. Behold, I send my messenger before me, and only he who received the ministry of John the Baptist could receive the ministry of our Lord. All the others remained in the doctrines, in the synagogues, in their own interpretations they remained. And they missed the day of God's gracious visitation and of the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. Is it today different? May we apply this for our time as well? All who remained in their denominations, they remained there where they were. But all who came out according to the promise, ye my people, come out, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. Then I will receive you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters, and I will be your God. Let us emphasize it once again. All who remained under the teaching of the scribes and the Pharisees, they probably were also scribes and Pharisees themselves, but all who found grace in the sight of God, they in multitudes, they went to the river Jordan and they listened to the sermon and they repented and they were baptized. And therefore, John the Baptist could say in all certainty, he said, I baptize you with water unto repentance. He who comes after me shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Those who remained behind, who had no interest at all to see and hear John the Baptist, where were they? They remained in their traditions and they missed the day of God's gracious visitation. And therefore, the Lord wept bitterly over Jerusalem. Let us say time and again, whoever finds grace in the sight of God does not remain in the traditions which were passed on by generation after generation, from denomination to denomination, they were passed on. Whoever believes today believes as the Scripture says. And whoever believes, as the Scripture says, comes back to the original word. Also about the subject of the Godhead and water baptism, Lord's Supper. We return to that, what is left to us in the Old and New Testament by His grace. What really makes me happy is that in the Gospel of John, we have also the scripture in John 7 of the brothers of our Lord who also did not believe, who could not believe at first. It's written, John chapter 7, and here it's verse 5, John 7 verse 5. For neither did his brethren believe in him. Brothers and sisters, our Lord said, I will reveal my name to your brethren. Psalms 22. And there is the spiritual realm meant. But here is the physical brethren, the sons of Mary. Our Redeemer was not the son of Mary. He was the Son of God. But all the others, they were sons of Mary. And now comes the mighty. This was a short period. But when the time was fulfilled, that's how it is written in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 1, verse 14. Acts 1, verse 14. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. With the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. So, at the beginning there was a phase where they could not believe, but then they believed. And they were in the upper room, and they experienced Pentecost. They experienced the Spirit baptism. They experienced the power of God, which was manifested. Brothers and sisters, if there are some amongst us who have still problems to believe, please, may God give you the same grace. Although you had problems in the past to believe with all your heart every word, may God the Lord give you today the grace to believe. I want that you are part of it when the Holy Spirit falls and when God will complete his work on this earth. And I tell you, all who believed the message of John the Baptist, a couple of thousands, they were gathered in Jerusalem. Firstly, it were 3,000. In the next chapter, it were already 5,000 who came to it, who were added. At the beginning, the multitudes were added. And I am convinced that God will call out, and by his supernatural work, he will bless as we never experienced it on the face of on the earth. It will be a twofold portion, a twofold restoration will take place, whatever was at the beginning. May it be with us that there was a time where we could not believe with all our hearts, but may the time come now where we all believe every word of God, every promise, so that we are having part. And in this connection, it must be emphasized, whoever bypasses the divine message in this time, he remains under the teaching of the scribes. Whoever believes the message of God will be taught by God, will be led into all the truth. And then we have a large number of scripture which we can preach here, especially in Ephesians, how Paul was setting forth everything. In Romans, every subject was set forth. Firstly, one scripture from Philippians chapter 3 to show us that God is merciful, that God is gracious. Those who seek him, he gives grace to them. Philippians chapter 3, here it says from verse 12, Philippians 3 from verse 12, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. And now it comes. 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. And now, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Then, 15. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, as a goal-orientated, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Amen. Also, this can be, it's possible that those who are newly added about something, they have a different mind. They think, we are not judging this, but we are emphasizing that God will give you clarity by the preaching of the true word. And then our own opinions will stop. And then we are only testifying to that what God testifies in His Word. Because that's how it is written. Paul, in all sincerity, he says, not as I have apprehended already, or that I'm perfect already, but I also press toward the mark. I'm reaching the goal. Then, if somebody is of a different mind, then let it be shown to him by God. Brothers and sisters, also this scripture is so worthy, so not a discussion about different opinions, but only by the word of the living God we are convinced. Clarity never comes by discussions. Clarity comes by the word and by the Holy Spirit, who illuminates unto us the word and who reveals it to us. Please take it to heart. If there are brothers here and there, especially among the ministering brethren, and I say it here with pain in my heart, the ministering brethren, they have the biggest problems with themselves. And especially then, if they want to be something, if they want to have a calling as Brother Frank, no! Own opinions are coming up there where people did not get the Word of God revealed. Be honest. Is there one in our midst who would have a different opinion about God's Word? No! The mind of Christ made dwell in all of us. And as it was at the beginning, we are one heart and one soul, all respect the same word of God. And as written here, if anyone is of a different opinion, then let it be shown to him by God. Please ask God for clarity. Ask God for your answer. Not asking this brother or that brother. All brothers can give different answers. The biggest pain is about the interpretations of the seven thunders in Revelation 10. It's connected with so much pain. Only because the brothers don't know how this statement was made 77 times. And where the thoughts of the man of God went, I've said it here a couple of times before. I was together with Brother Branham in December 62. He was asking me to preach in his stead in Los Angeles and also in the church of Brother, one moment, in Port Oregon, in California, and the address of Edmonton, Brother Branham gave me also. But what I want to say, what do I want to say? The experience which Brother Branham had on the 28th of February 1963 went over everything, whatever he had on supernatural experiences. It was above it. Because in this mighty storm, there was an earthquake. The stones, the rocks rolled down the mountain. The top of the trees were chopped off. And seven mighty thunders shook the whole region. And he was taken up into this supernatural cloud. And he said, the seventh angel to my left side, it was him who spoke to me, return to Jeffersonville, for the opening of the seven seals shall take place. I've heard all these things. I experienced them. And even 1968, with my own eyes, I've seen the tips of the trees which were chopped off. I've seen them. And the rocks which rolled down the mountains, I saw them. And really, from the very beginning, I was acquainted with that, what God did in our time. I not only knew it, but I was part of it. I know what Brother Branham meant when he said, in the seven thunders is the rapturing faith, in the seven thunders, because the seven thunders were in connection with the opening of the seals. And Brother Branham could say, in the seven seals, everything was revealed, what was spoken in the seven thunders. And if you then go to the Holy Scripture, and also here it must be said, if any man is of a different opinion, then may God reveal it to him. And the godly correction is available for all of us in Revelation 10. Only when the Lord returns as the angel of the covenant, not as the bridegroom, not as the Son of Man sitting on his throne of glory, judging all nations. No, when he, the Lord, as the angel of the covenant, as the original owner, as the creator of all things, comes down and puts one foot upon land and the other foot upon sea, raising his hand and swearing by him who lives forever that the time shall be no more, no delay. Only then the seven thunders utter their voices in Revelation 10. All the babblings of the seven thunders has no sense at all. Only one sense, to cause confusion among the people. Then comes one man, oh, the seven thunders are seven special messengers of God. And he himself has found himself, and the other six, he was seeking them. Now he also died. A direct friend of Brother Branham, whom we mentioned many times. No, we have nothing to do with all these interpretations and explanations. For us, the Holy Word of God is God's Holy Word. And we can only say in love, if any man has a different opinion, let it be revealed to him by God himself. And every revelation which God gives is found in the Word of God. God reveals His holy, precious Word. And whoever wants to know it precisely, how the timely events are, he just needs to read Daniel chapter 12, verse 7. Because there, already in the Old Testament, the Lord raised both hands. And he swore by him who dwells forever that it will be a time and two times and half of a time. Just take the Old Testament, take the New Testament, and believe what God has revealed in his word. Also for me, very wonderful. In the Old Testament, he could raise both hands. In the New Testament, only the right hand. Because in the left hand, he has the revealed word. In the left hand, he had the revelation. After the opening of the seals, then the revealed book was in his hand, open. And therefore, he could only raise one hand. And so we know 100% that it will happen after the opening of the seals, namely then when the Lord would come down as the angel of the covenant. Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this means for you, but for me, it's 55 years now whether I flew, whether I wrote, whether there or there, preaching there. There was only one meaning, one sense, one purpose in my life in the past 55 years. Everything else was not important. Only one purpose: to preach the precious message, to carry it into all the world. And therefore I feel the pain so much because of all these interpretations, because of all this confusion and deception. Let me say this in love. In many cities, there are many churches. I dare to say, in every city, there's only one church which is settled in the Word. Only one church which believes as the Scripture says. And you can go from church to church. And all have their interpretations, all their explanations. Paul only wrote to one church in Ephesus. He wrote only to one church in Pergamon, only to one church in Laodicea. Not three or four in one city, only to one church. And beloved, the time is here where we have to take it seriously, examining ourselves. And whoever is of a different opinion, let it be revealed to him by God through the precious and holy word. And if somebody says, I also have the right to establish a church, such people are not right upstairs. They don't know what they say at all. They don't know what they say. The Lord himself decides. It is written. He said, he has said in the church. Not somebody says, no, I open a church. No. Just stop it. Stop it. Come back to God. Come back to God. Whoever is of a different opinion than that, what is written in the Bible, let it be revealed to him by God himself. Then just the words, the precious words from Ephesians. Here, Paul, time and again he wrote, he has written so wonderfully, putting the revealed word upon the lampstand. Ephesians chapter 3, from verse 2, Ephesians chapter 3, from verse 2. If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, verse 3, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. Whereby, when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Then verse 5, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Just so wonderful. Before that, not revealed, but now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Also therein, we can, by grace, we can say the same. And then we have the scripture from Philippians, chapter 1. I think we referred already to Philippians. Oh, so wonderful. In what kind of way the Lord God could use this man of God. Philippians 1, verse 9 and 10. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all discernment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Paul wanted that the believers are appearing in the presence of the Lord without spot, without wrinkle, and on the day of Christ are not put to shame, but that we together will stand before him, because he received us, that he revealed himself to us, and that he has given us grace. Yes, one could go here from chapter to chapter. We will also read from Colossians now. Colossians, chapter 3. Everywhere is something, whether admonition, whether confidence, whether teaching, everywhere something is found. Colossians chapter 3, from verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, tender mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Say in your heart, beloved Lord, give it to me. Give me everything what you expect from me. I have nothing to bring to you. Everything are you, O Lord, as a German song goes. Then, in the next verse, 13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Also this belongs to it. Whosoever wants to have forgiveness from the Lord must firstly forgive all the others. If you don't forgive another, the Lord can also not forgive us. Everything belongs together. Only perfect love will enter there. Then we read on, verse 14, and above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Oh, the love of God, so full and free from the ancient times, as the German song goes. Back to the Bible, back to God, back to the beginning, back to a life which is pleasing to God. And next verse, 15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. And be ye thankful. Also, let us be thankful for that what God has given to us. Then 16, up to 17. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Hallelujah. Sing to God, praise Him, thank Him with spiritual songs. With grace in your hearts to the Lord. May God give us songs with grace in our hearts. Not saying, Lord, why this? No. May God give us thankful hearts, so that the praise can reach the throne of grace, because God has done great things for us. And then we are not looking on visible things anymore, but we are looking unto Him who is invisible, as we would see Him. Verse 17, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Just so mighty. Let us summarize what we have said here today. We are looking back to that, what God has done. And each one of us knows, of course, of a day in your lives where the light shone, where the veil was pulled away, where your attention was drawn to that what God has promised in His Word, the certainty that for all the promises of God is the yes in Him and the amen. And that by grace we are the children of promise who heard and received the word of promise and experience the fulfillment of the last promises. And as we emphasized, all who found grace in the sight of God at their times also in the past revivals. In every new revival, God has given grace. And the people didn't stop. They walked on spiritually. They walked on in the same way it is with us. That we heard the last message. We believed it. Let us emphasize it once again. John the Baptist should prepare the way for the Lord. And as written in Luke 1, verse 16 and 17, it's written to prepare a people for the Lord. And this he did. This is the divine commission, the divine purpose for this time, that the message of the Word, with everything that goes with it, whatever is written in the Word, that we believe it, that we receive it, and by grace that we will experience it. Also this, we can say time and again. As sure as the people heard the forerunner at that time, I baptize you with water. And here's the point, brothers, sisters. We can preach the word of salvation, but only the Lord can save. We can preach the word of healing, that we are healed by his stripes. But the Lord God alone confirms his word in us, who we believe it with all our hearts. And in the same way, it is with the message. As we said here before, who has believed our message, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Let us say it in humbleness and with a thankful heart, all over the earth, in all peoples and tongues and nations, God has his people, the blood-bought flock, as they are all over the various denominations and the various churches, so all over the world there is the bride of the Lamb, namely those who are part of the first resurrection, those who hear now the final call, the final message, who believe it and who experience their preparation for the glorious day of the return of Christ. Also this, once again, let it be said, if anyone is of a different opinion, let it be revealed to you by God. Let God reveal it to you, so that we are now living in a very, very special time period, where not everybody can believe what he likes, but where we all have to become one in the faith, and together we will experience the completion and that what God promised. Together we will experience it. The Lord has a church washed in the blood of the Lamb, fully redeemed, fully delivered. And all who were not yet baptized scripturally, today there is the opportunity for it. It just belongs to a believer. Mark 16, verse 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Whoever does not believe shall be damned. That's how our Lord said it. And that's how we can preach it in all seriousness. Whoever believes must obey. I don't want to go into details here. what the churches did with this kind of faith. But we believe, as the scripture says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And this one Lord died for us. And this one baptism happens in that name, which is above every name, in which God revealed himself to us as Father and in the Son and by the Holy Spirit. Therefore it is written, and baptize them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Father is a title. Son is a termination. What is the name? Our Lord said, I have revealed thy name to them whom thou hast given me out of the world. The name which is above every name. Thanks be to the Lord that also about this we received the right understanding. And it doesn't profit to anyone to say, oh, the Lord Jesus said, the Lord Jesus has said. Whatever the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 28, we understood it the right way. And also Peter and Paul all understood it the correct way, namely that the baptism happens in the name, and that baptism in the New Testament, since the founding of the church on the day of Pentecost, always took place in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore we also baptize at this place scripturally, alone scripturally, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If there are some in our midst who would like to be baptized, afterward, they have the opportunity to it. May God bless from the riches of his grace, giving all the right understanding, and be with all of us. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us stand up. And let us sing as so often, just as I am.
Just as I am, without one plea, but then the blood was shed for me, and at the gates come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come.
Brothers and sisters, today it's really about that all who have different opinions, that they bring their opinions to the cross today, to the crucified one, to our Lord. That we really, everything, all the interpretations, all the explanations, that we forget them. And asking God for forgiveness. Because, brothers and sisters, only then, if we in the Spirit, under the blood, in the Word, become one heart and one soul, only then the Spirit of God will come down in a mighty way. And as we heard in the word of introduction, the tender mercies of the Lord are not consumed yet. The Lord has still the fullness, and we have the fullness in him. But please, don't be stubborn and go from here. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. There are not different directions within the message. No, in the message and in the word, there is only one direction. But outside of the word and outside of the message, there are various directions. And I'm asking for it. to leave all the directions, to return to God and to respect the Word, to find the Word in the message and the message in the Word, and to become one in the Lord and with one another. And then the blessing of the Almighty God will come upon all of us. Today, we will hear a song in the Russian language. Our brothers have it on their hearts. In closing, they will sing a song in the Russian language for the glory of God. But let me now ask, and I'm asking, to bow our heads, but to open your heart. Who has still an own opinion? Please come to the Lord today. Already Paul said it at that time. He said, if anyone is of a different opinion, then let him be revealed by God. And God is only found in His Word and in not in any opinion. In every interpretation is the enemy. May this meeting serve for the purpose that all respect the Word of God. Whether here, all who are present at this place, or whether who are listening in more than 170 countries who are joining us. O God in heaven, be merciful to all of us. Reveal and manifest thy presence. Be mightily at work so that we all bury our own opinions, that we die with you, that we rise together with you unto a new life, so that the mind of Christ can dwell in all of us. Dear Lord, I claim that by the last message, the bride of the Lamb is called out, purified, sanctified, prepared unto the return of the bridegroom. Precious Lord, I claim that all the wise virgins will only hear the Word of God in the original, not having any own opinion anymore, but submitting to you, and so that in all cities and countries the divine order is established among those who claim to believe the message. Dear Lord, a well-prepared people is presented to you. Thus it is written, and thus it will be, without spot and without wrinkle. Brothers and sisters, do you agree with the preaching? Amen. Amen. And the Word of God accomplishes in all who receive it and who believe it. I dare to say here, may nobody be present here or all over the world. May nobody say to himself, I keep my own opinion. May today be the day which the Lord has made, especially to all ministering brethren. And that all may distribute only the spiritual food, and that the table of the Lord is sanctified, that only the Word is preached, because heaven and earth shall pass away, but the Word of God remains forever. How many made their decision to be here for the Lord. Raise your hand. Lord Almighty God, the whole assembly, the bride of the Lamb, be consecrated to you. We thank you that we can be under the blood, receiving full forgiveness, reconciliation, and salvation. We thank you that we may be found in your word. And in your word and in your will, we are sanctified, because without sanctification, no one shall see the Lord. We thank you that you have given the sealing of your Holy Spirit to your own. To you be the praise and honor and glory and worship for the victory of Calvary, for the victory which you have given to us. Yours is the power and the glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. And all the people say, Hallelujah. And all the people said, Amen. And all the people say, Maranatha. Come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Now, we will ask the precious brothers to come to the front, and afterward, we will ask for baptism. Please come now to the front. You have exercised the Russian song, we hope that it's a well-known song, which we all can tune in.
Jesus,
Amen, amen. Ja, dem Herrn sei Dank.
To the Lord be the thanks.
Aus allen Völkern,
from all peoples, tongues, and nations. We will bring thanks to the Lord. Who would like to be baptized? Do we have brothers or sisters who would like to be baptized? Is there one hand? Two, three. Please stand up, whoever would like to be baptized. Please count them. All right. Then, right after the service, we will go for baptism. I would like to thank our brothers who are translating. Whether Brother Erwin von Hamburg or Brother from Stuttgart. Say it. No. What? Our Brother Jean Lambert. Our Brother Michael. Brother Etienne Genton, all brothers who are coming from far to translate, may God bless them richly. May He be with all of us. I really believe that we all understood that the return of the Lord is very near, that we all remain sober and normal. And now, we give you greetings to Finland, to Sweden, in all nations, in all peoples, to all our brothers and sisters. We'll give you greetings. And also those who are joining us online right now, in all of Africa, everywhere. Also our brother Chauffeur from Kigali. Please take greetings with you. There we will be together with Brother Tati on the coming weekend, God willing. Once again, we will make a trip to Africa to bring the word of the Lord there. Actually, all are connected. And actually, there should not be so many journeys anymore. But may God give still grace to it. Brother Tati is the best translator from the English into French. And Brother Jean Lambert is the best from the German into the French language. And all the other translators are just as good as he. May God bless all and may he be with all of us. Now just a question, whether our choir leader, Brother Eric Schmidt, has a song with a choir, and then please come and sing unto us, perhaps in the English language. You all know, English is the world language, and it was a German who gave his veto that German would be the world language. And he said, English shall be the world language. And now English has become the world language. Now also Brother Miro and all the brothers who are translating all over, we wish you God's blessing, praise and thanks. Also the choir receives greetings from everywhere. All are rejoicing that the choir is singing in such a reverence. Amen. Let us all stand up, and I'm asking that all who would like to be baptized, please come to the front. We want to pray together. And then we would like to give you greetings to Brother Frank on his missionary trip, to all whom he will meet. We are, of course, joined with everyone, and we want to carry our brother in prayer. And let us also pray especially for the ministering brethren, that God gives them grace to be set free from all the traditions and to only pass on the clear and pure word of God as they received it. May the Lord bless all. Let us become more grateful. Let us rejoice more about what God has done for us. Let us not look so much on circumstances and on ourselves, but let us look on the Lord and on that what He has done for us and what He prepared for us. And He will complete His work in a wonderful way. Now let us thank the Lord for our brothers and sisters. Our beloved Father in heaven, to you be the glory and the praise and the worship. Also for this weekend, Lord, that you spoke to us in such a mighty way through your holy and precious word, to show us the way of salvation and to align our hearts according to your pleasure. Give us grace to be obedient to your word, not to be forgetful hearers only, but to be doers of thy word. Give us grace to it, to look on you. And now we bring you our brothers and sisters who would like to be baptized, who made their decision for you, who consecrated their lives unto you. Lord, bless them now and give grace, Lord, that they are led into all your counsel, that they come from clarity unto clarity, until we all come unto the full measure of the stature of Christ. We thank you for the rich blessing which we could receive. You have prepared the table for us, and our hearts are refreshed. Our hearts are comforted. You helped us all. To you be the praise and the worship and the glory with all our hearts. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us in holy reverence, let us sing, really with all our hearts, let us sing, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy.
Truth is majesty.